Wise and Otherwise by Sudha Murthy. Knowledge of the local language is most essential when one wants to work at the grassroots level. I had 1,000 questions to ask about these tribal people, what civilization meant to them, what their lifestyle was, and so on. Tribals normally live in groups, I was told. They are not too rigid about rituals like we civilized people are. They are direct in their ways. Most importantly, the concept of individual ownership of property is rarely found among them. I was keen to get to know these people. My mission was to provide assistance to them by some means without threatening their identity. My interpreter told me that to meet these tribals, I would have to walk 2 miles since no car could reach their hamlet. After a long walk, we finally reached a village. I met a woman whose age I could not guess immediately. My interpreter was finding it difficult to translate the lady's words because her dialect was quite different. She was a dark-skinned and dark-haired woman. She must have been around 70 years old, but there was no gray in her hair. She obviously could not afford to dye her hair. So what was her secret? The interpreter did not know. But clearly this secret was shared by the entire tribe, because not a single person in that village had a trace of gray hair. Next, I met an old man. I say old, but again it was virtually impossible to guess his age by simply looking at him. During our conversation, he recalled certain events and occasions, and from that we concluded that he was about 104 years old. I got into a lively conversation with this gentleman. I asked him, "Who is ruling our country?" For him, country clearly meant Kalahandi. He looked at me and smiled at my ignorance. "Don't you know," he said, "it is Company Sarkar that is ruling our country." He meant, of course, the East India Company. The old man was not aware that India had become independent. I showed him some Indian currency and the emblem of the Ashoka Chakra. He was not impressed. He said, "This is just a piece of paper. How can you look at it and tell who is ruling us? It is Gori Wali Rani who is ruling us."